This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Museums around the world are embracing virtual reality, but could turning a collection into a VR experience hurt museum bottom lines? Marketplace's Adrienne Hill reports.
I can explore exhibits from the Guggenheim, the Tate, the Smithsonian, without getting up from my very messy desk in Los Angeles. With the download of an app, I can make my way from the lobby of the Smithsonian's Renwick Gallery to the art upstairs. It's 3D, 360 degrees, so I can look up, look all around.
Having something like VR enables us to go to where people are, to their classrooms, to the cities where they live, and to share the experience of being here.
Sarah Snyder is the head of media and technology at the Smithsonian American Art Museum, and she's not at all worried that VR visits will replace the real thing. She says there was the same anxiety back when museums started posting pictures of artwork online.
But in fact, it's had the opposite effect. The more digital images of our artworks we publish online and in other places, the greater our attendance is.
People learn something exists, she says, maybe something they didn't know about before, and want to see the original in real life. Something VR can't replicate, at least not yet.
The experience is so clearly partial. It's a hint, it's a glimpse, it's like showing a little bit of stocking, which only makes you want to see more.
That's museum futurist Elizabeth Merritt from the American Alliance of Museums. In VR tours, she says we miss the sounds. The echoes of footsteps, the whispers of conversation, and the smells.
You go into a natural history museum and you may not know it, but you're smelling little bits of naphtha from the specimens that have been in mothballs.
Different, she says, from the smells of fine art museums.
Which in some ways is a much cleaner and brighter smell and has its own distinctive tang.
There may be a day when virtual reality is so immersive the calculation changes, and I can't tell the difference between being at my desk or at the Louvre, but no time soon. There's still a lot of tech that has to be created, including good quality smell-o-vision. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.